بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home, as we are all well aware, tomorrow is the day of Jumu'ah, which is known as Sayyidul Ayyam, the leader of the days of the week. Shaykh al-Hadith Mulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahimahullah would explain that preparation for the day of Jumu'ah should begin well in advance. He would say from the time of Asr on the Thursday, a person now engages in istighfar to cleanse the heart, cleanse the tongue. And then when the sun will set, Shamsul Khamisi Ida Taghib, Fazid Fis Salati Alal Habib, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When the sun sets on a Thursday evening, now a person begins his Durud Sharif. And the heart connects to Madina Munawwara. It connects to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is a chance to show our shukriya, our appreciation to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. On one occasion, there was a person who was the Khalifa of Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So he went to visit another great alim, Sheikh Yunus John Puri Rahmatullah Ali. He was a great muhaddith, great scholar of hadith, teaching Bukhari Sharif for many years. So this person asked Sheikh Yunus, "What should I do to make Allah pleased with me? How will Allah become pleased with me?" So Shaykh Yunus Rahmatullah Ali replies to him that after all my years of teaching and whatever I have learned and taught and researched, the crux and the summary of the entire matter, he says, if you want Allah to be pleased with you, then you please the one who is in Madina Munawwara. Please Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah will become happy with you. And then he tells him there's two ways you will do this. One is, make it a habit to recite abundant durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And secondly, bring the sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam alive in your life. If you do these two things, you will please Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and you please Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become pleased with you. So tonight being Laylatul Jumu'ah, a chance for us to connect to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So inshallah we will render some ash'ar, some couplets in the love of Madina Munawwara, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And most of us have heard these couplets before, which were composed by a great friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Arif Billah Murana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Saab Nawar Allahu Marqadahu, who was the sheikh of our Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Saab Rahmatullah Alayh. And ulama explained that these couplets that Hazrat would compose were not just poetry or nasheeds or nazams that are to be rendered and listened to, but rather it was the cry of the heart and the deep love he had for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for Madina Munawwara. And therefore we find these couplets are bayans in their own. Many a times in the majalis of Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, these couplets would be rendered and the entire program would just be an explanation of the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the love of Madina Munawwara. So with this in mind, inshallah, we will listen to this and then just a brief explanation thereafter, inshallah. Recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala
sallam. Ya subhi Madina, ya shami Madina, mubarak tujhe, قيام مدينة يا صبح مدينة يا شام مدينة مبارك تجي قيام مدينة بھلا جانے کیا جا مومن عالم بھلا جانے کیا جا مومن عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے قیام مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے چہوگی نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے چہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ
As we mentioned in the beginning, my dear brothers, these couplets, these ash'ar, composed by Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, the purpose, the objective is not just to listen to them, but it should spark something within the heart, that we connect back to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we revisit those mornings, those evenings of Madina Munawwara, what it is walking through the gullies and the streets of Madina Munawwara, and what the cry of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam must have been. And here, ulama explained that, as we mentioned earlier, Durood Sharif, now the night of Jumu'ah, the day of Jumu'ah, which is the time for Durood Sharif, one amazing benefit of Durood Sharif. Ulama say, تُعَدُّ مِن بِرِّ أَبِيهِ, that when a person recites Durood Sharif, then this counts as him being obedient and respectful to his father. A person who reads Durood Sharif, then Allah counts him as an obedient son, obedient daughter. And then they explain, what is the reason for this? Is that when a person recites Durood Sharif, then from the ahadith we learn that this Durood is now conveyed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And when the Durood is conveyed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then it is taken to him and it is said, O Nabi of Allah, so and so, the son of so and so has sent Durood upon you. So not just yourself, but your father's name now gets mentioned in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we can imagine the great rewards and benefit for ourselves. One is it becomes a means of our parents being praised and our parents getting reward. And then the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for us in this. In this couplet, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentions, he takes the name of Medina. And then he says, Bara lutf deta hai name Medina. That sometimes just taking the name of Medina Munawwara creates such pleasure, such sweetness on the person's tongue. Ulama explain this. They say, a person whose sister or his mother's name was Fatima, and he grew up calling the name, sometimes he would just trouble his sister, Fatima, Fatu, Fati. He would just say her name anyhow, troubling her. And 18 years of his life passed by, the name doesn't mean much to him. And then the day comes where he gets proposed to Fatima. Now his fiancé, his wife-to-be, her name is Fatima. Hazrat Muhammad Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatuh, who says, now the name has a different feel to it, different taste to it. And now this young boy will go to the Imam of the Masjid. He'll say, Qari Sahib, please teach me the correct pronunciation of Fatima. I must say the name properly. The ta must be said properly, the meem must be said properly. Why? This is now the name of the beloved. Now there's some love in the heart. Before it was his sister, so he's got love for her, but it's different. Now he's going his bride. So the love is different. When a person will read Durood Sharif, he connects to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now everything linked to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also becomes beloved to him. Now just taking the name of Medina, and already he can feel the hair on his body begins to stand up. And now he can't help but think of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. It brings joy to the heart. And then he mentions, Nigaho me sultaniyat hai chahogi. That when a person will submit to the system, the nizam, or the payam of Medina, the message of Medina Munawwara, then everything else in his life will fade away. Suddenly nothing is important anymore. He can be going through some personal turmoil. Business is not doing well. And the whole world is thinking that this person must be finished. He can't even get sleep at night. But he has submitted to the system of Medina Munawwara. The message of Medina is in his life. Everything will now fade away. Everything will now pale in comparison to the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it becomes a coping mechanism for him. It becomes a tool by which he can navigate through the difficulties of dunya. He's connected. His heart is connected. And we find Sahaba radiallahu anhum were like this. Something bothering them, they would come, O Nabi of Allah, I just wanted to get a glimpse of your face. And now all my worries will fade away. All my worries will vanish and disappear. For us, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has left this world. We have Durood Sharif. We have Medina Munawwara. We have the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then very importantly, he says, Sukune jaha tum kaha dhundate ho. He addresses the person and says, that where are you wandering around trying to find sukoon, tranquility, peace of mind, contentment of the heart? You're searching for it here and there and everywhere. Sukune jaha hai nizame Medina. He says, the sukoon of both the worlds will be found in the system of Medina Munawwara. Submit yourself to the system of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and now see the sukoon Allah will bring into your life, into your heart. As the Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi would say, one is sukoon, rahat, ease, peace of mind, contentment, and the other are those things that generally bring us peace of mind. A soft bed, comfortable pillow, a nice warm meal, the aircon is on. These are the asbab of rahat. The things that are supposed to bring comfort, bring contentment, but it doesn't always bring contentment. True contentment, true peace of mind, true tranquility, this is found in submission to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Becoming the ghulam-e-Madina, the slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Now a person finds contentment in his life, in his heart. He finds ease despite everything else around him. When it comes to our masturat, our woman folk also, then we're looking for that contentment or that thrill or that happiness in fashion. She must recognize me. She must compliment me. She must say my dress was nice. My outfit was good. The baking came out nice. But turn back to Madina Munawwara. What will Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha say about me? Fatima radiallahu anha. Will they be pleased with me? Then true contentment, true peace of mind will come. And then finally, to end the nazam, he says, Ho azad akhtar ghame do jahan se, jo ho jaye dil se ghulam Madina. He says that, O Akhtar, addressing himself, a person who wants to be free, truly free from the shackles and the chains or the worries of this world, then it will happen when he becomes the slave of Madina Munawwara, the slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now he will free himself from the shackles of this world. Now he'll find happiness. Now he'll find ease. So as we mentioned earlier, two ways, the prescription given by Shaykh Yunus, rahmatullah alayh, two ways for Allah to become pleased with us. We make Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam happy. How? Number one, abundant durood sharif. And the shortest durood, ulama say, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi. Or we can read sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Shortest durood sharif. By reading this, we will get closer to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then, bringing the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam into our lives. Simple sunnah. Sometimes we have heard it so many times before. And we making muzakara with our young children. Eat with the right hand. Eat from what is in front of you. Read your duas. But when last did I do it? Ask myself. When last did I consciously read my duas, entering the masjid, leaving the masjid, putting on my clothes, taking off my clothes? Ulama ask, what's the dua for taking off our clothes? Normally we know the dua for putting on our clothes. Dua for taking off our clothes. Ulama say that all those places where there's no clear masnoon dua from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then to take its place, all you need to do is read Bismillah. Bismillah when I do it. Lifting up the chair, moving it, Bismillah. Opening my car, Bismillah. Starting the car, Bismillah. Inshallah, we will be counted as fulfilling the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Inshallah, we'll read 40 durood now, and then we'll make zikr and dua. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله، والسلام على رسول الله.
Inshallah, we'll make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as a reminder, we say, La ilaha illallah. Ulama say that we should envision that as we say, La ilaha, there is no ilah, no deity, no being that I can trust, that I can support, that I can rely on, illallah. So when we say, La ilaha, then a person should envision that there is a vacuum that is pulling out all the dirt, all the muck, all the sin, all the filth from his heart. And illallah, the love of Allah, the closeness of Allah, obedience to Allah is now being filled into his heart. And the example that is given, if a person has a powerful vacuum cleaner, and 100 times a day he takes it and he vacuums his carpet, then that carpet will be completely clean. There will be no dirt, no dust, no traces of any dirt left on it. So in the same way, we say La ilaha illallah, and we should be reciting this every day, 10 times, 50 times, 100 times. So we can imagine how clean and how shining our hearts will become. So this is what we bear in mind when we say La ilaha illallah. And together with this, whatever evil habits we may have, in the first session we spoke about whatever evil habits a person may have, some guna, some sin, and he just can't seem to give it up. It's a constant challenge in his life, no matter what he has tried. He just keeps on going back to it. It could be something simple, something which he may think to be trivial. He's abusing his gaze, or he is habitual in speaking lies, or there's some relationship he can't break off, some addiction that he has. La ilaha, then we envision that we are taking this out of our heart. With the barakat of the name of Allah, I am pulling this evil habit out of my heart, and illallah, I am now filling my heart once again with Allah's obedience. And then we will take the name Allah. And when a person takes the name of Allah, then we hear, Hazrat Maulana mentions all the time, that as we are taking the name of Allah, this is the most powerful name in the entire world. More powerful than my gunas, more powerful than my desires, more powerful than my inclinations. And when we take the name of Allah, then we should picture that everything around us is saying Allah. The walls are saying Allah, the carpets are saying Allah, The fans are saying Allah. The malaika are saying Allah. The jinnat are saying Allah. The lights are saying Allah. And everything is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like this, we connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك ولك الحمد حمدا لا منتهى له دون مشيتك ولك الحمد حمدا لا يريد قائله إلا رضاك ولك الحمد عند كل طرفة عين وتنفس كل نفس اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا ذا القوة المتين O my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, Most Kind Allah, Most Loving Allah O my Allah, Ya Allah, it is only you that gave us tawfiq to take your Mubarak name, O my Allah Ya Allah, our tongues and our mouths are not fit to take your name, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we have soiled our tongues and our mouths, Ya Allah. We only speak lies, O my Allah. Vulgarity, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, every ni'mat, every bounty of yours, Ya Allah, that we are drowning in, O my Allah. We have used against you, O my Allah. We have used in your disobedience, O my Allah. We have used in your displeasure, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, still you gave us tawfiq, O my Allah, to sit in your house, O my Allah, in the company of the malaika, O my Allah, on this Mubarak and auspicious night, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, you gave us tawfiq to take your name, O my Allah. You gave us tawfiq to send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You gave us tawfiq to raise our hands before you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you didn't make us bow down to some idol or something else, O my Allah.
Oh my Allah, you gave us tawfiq to put our heads down before you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot thank you enough for the ni'mat and bounty of iman, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you favored and blessed us with iman. You made us from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, make us worthy ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, give us tawfiq to please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, don't let a day pass in our life without durood sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we have turned to you, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we turn to you with hope, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, so many of these brothers are tired, oh my Allah. They work the entire day. Tomorrow they have to go back to work also, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, still they took time out to come and sit in your house, oh my Allah. They were here for Taraweeh Salah, for the first program. They've come back, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, through someone's sincerity, oh my Allah, someone's sacrifice and effort, oh my Allah, forgive this entire gathering, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, oh my Allah. Forgive our parents, oh my Allah. Forgive our spouses, oh my Allah. Forgive our children, our grandchildren, ya Allah. Our family members, our aunts, uncles, our nephews, nieces. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, our neighbors, ya Allah, our musallis, our community members, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, blow the winds of your maghfirat and forgiveness tonight, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, if it is the night of Qadr, give us all the rewards promised by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, make us from those fortunate ones who will be freed from the fire of Jahannam, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, in this world we can't tolerate any inconvenience, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we can't tolerate even the slightest bit of pain and hurt, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, if there's one fly or mosquito in our room, our sleep is lost, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, how will we tolerate the punishment of the Qabr, oh my Allah? How will we tolerate the punishment of the fire of Jahannam, oh my Allah? Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, save us, oh my Allah. Save us from the punishment of the Qabr, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from a difficult maut, oh my Allah. Save us from the punishment of the day of Qiyamah, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, Ya Allah, through the barakat of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Oh my Allah, save the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Oh my beloved Allah, Ya Allah, tonight make a decision for each and every one of us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, turn around our lives, oh my Allah. Change the condition of our lives and our hearts, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hearts that beat in your remembrance, oh my Allah. Limbs that move in your obedience, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, through your sifat and your quality of jazb and pull, Ya Allah, pull us by our forelocks towards you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, pull us, oh my Allah. If you will take us in, no one can pull us back, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, pull us to you, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Take us into your saya, into your shade, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, into your obedience, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, let every action of ours be pleasing to you, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. Daily we have decisions to make, oh my Allah, for our iman, our taqwa, for our family, for our livelihood. Oh my Allah, you guide us in our decision making, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us in our decision making, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make us, Ya Allah, let us make the right decisions for our iman, oh my Allah. For the preservation of our iman and our taqwa, oh my Allah. The right decisions for our family members, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq, oh my Allah. To be kind to our spouses, oh my Allah. To be kind to our children, our parents, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, we are totally unlearned, illiterate, uneducated, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you teach us what it is to be ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, to have loyalty and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you teach us what it is, Ya Allah, to have wafadari at the doorstep of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Ya Allah, just as the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum were prepared to lay down their lives for him, oh my Allah, in so many battles, battle of Badr, battle of Uhud. Ya Allah, we read in the books of Seerah how they were prepared to throw themselves on the line, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us that strength of iman, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, right now, the ummah is going through so much of difficulty and pain, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we should be standing up and putting our lives on the line, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are cowards, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, oh my Allah. Forgive us, oh my Allah. Forgive us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let them take us to task on the day of Qiyamah, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, at the very least, accept our du'as in their respect and regard, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, ease the suffering of the ummah, oh my Allah. Ease the suffering of the ummah, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, remove all the, Ya Allah, all the difficulties and challenges the ummah is facing, oh my Allah, in Gaza, in Syria, in other parts of the world. Ya Allah, wherever there is any difficulty, oh my Allah, Ya Allah, you come to the rescue, oh my Allah.
Ya Allah, those orphans, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, those widows, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, how they will be passing tonight, oh my Allah. We are already planning our dessert when we go back home, our seri tomorrow, our iftari tomorrow. We are already planning our Eid menus, oh my Allah. Our freezers are full, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, what face will we show to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Oh my Allah, today those orphans and widows, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, you feed them, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them to drink, oh my Allah. You clothe them, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you ease their plight and suffering, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, let us wake up and open our eyes, oh my Allah, to the reality of dunya. Ya Allah, one day we will have to leave this world. One day we will stand before you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, how will we answer, oh my Allah? Ya Allah, how will we answer, oh my Allah, for what we did in the darkness of night, oh my Allah? We thought nobody was watching us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we didn't realize you could have seized us at any moment, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, still you fed us, oh my Allah. You took care of us, you allowed us to breathe, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you didn't take your ni'mats away from us, oh my Allah. We are sorry, oh my Allah. We are sorry, oh my Allah. We are sorry, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight we raise our hands, Ya Allah, to tell you, we won't do it again, oh my Allah. We won't do it again, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, forgive us, oh my Allah. Forgive us, oh my Allah. Forgive us, oh my Allah. Press the delete button on our gunas and sins, oh my Allah. There will be no trace and record of it, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, whatever we have given up in this month, that we don't go back to it, oh my Allah. The youngster comes and says, Morana, I'm so afraid. When the moon of Eid is sighted, I know what's waiting for me outside. Ya Allah, we all know what's waiting for us after the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, the challenges will be there. Nafs and shaitan will be there. The enemies of deen will be there. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, if we have you on our side, we don't need anything else, oh my Allah. Agar tu mera to sab kuch meri, zameen meri, asman mera. Ya Allah, if you will become ours, Ya Allah, we will not need anything else, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight you become ours and make us yours, oh my Allah. Become ours and make us yours, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hearts that are full of your qurb and closeness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, teach us your ma'rifat, your recognition, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the hearts of the Ahlullah and your friends, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, what joy and what sweetness of Iman they are experiencing. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, give us a taste of it also, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us such love of you, oh my Allah. Such intense love for you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, it will become a barrier between your commands, breaking your commands, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let us go back to our life of filth and dirt, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we know how weak we are. You know how weak we are. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, you grab us by our forelocks, oh my Allah. Pull us into your obedience, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, teach us how to be good ummatis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Teach us how to be good parents to our children, oh my Allah, to take care of them, to fulfill their rights and hukuk over us, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, teach us how to be good husbands to our wives, good wives to our husbands. Let us fulfill the rights of our spouses upon us, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, reward our spouses abundantly, oh my Allah. All that they do for us, they take care of us. Ya Allah, they take care of our needs, they see to us. Ya Allah, the women folk sitting at home, they have freed us up to come to your house, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them the full share of the reward of this program and all the good deeds taking place, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, reward them abundantly, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, just as they feed us, you feed them, oh my Allah. They take care of us, you take care of them, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, they make sure everything is ready for us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you remove all their worries, their grief, their concerns, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make us good spouses to our spouses, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make us good and obedient children to our parents, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let them become upset and angry with us, oh my Allah. Let us take and earn their du'as, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, teach us how to be good neighbors to our neighbors, oh my Allah. How to be good relatives, oh my Allah. Oh, how to be good musallis, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, you teach us, oh my Allah. We do not know what to do, how to do, what to ask, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, our tongues are mute, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know how to speak, how to say. Oh my Allah, you know the desire in the heart of each and every person, oh my Allah. All those seated here tonight, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, somebody may be sick, Ya Allah. He has a family member who is sick.
Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, shifa is in your hands. You cure all the sick and ailing, oh my Allah. Give them shifa kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Such shifa that the sickness will never return again, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, save us from illnesses and sicknesses. Ya Allah, save us from being admitted into hospital and undergoing treatment and surgery. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, keep us with afiyat, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, protect deen and the avenues of deen, especially in our country, oh my Allah. All our masajid, our madaris, our marakis, all the khanqas, all the jamaats moving in your path, and all the good works of deen taking place. Ya Allah, give us a share in the reward, oh my Allah. Let us lend our support to all the works of deen, oh my Allah. Accept our life, our health, our wealth, our resources, our time for your deen, O my Allah. And protect these avenues of deen. Ya Allah, grant us barakat, Ya Allah. Grant us many more good avenues of deen, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, make our homes marakis of deen. Ta'aleem will take place, khidmat will take place, your name will be taken, Quran Sharif will be recited, O my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make our homes like the fire of Jahannam, O my Allah. Wherever there is a dispute in the homes, Ya Allah, they are broken homes. Ya Allah, you mend the hearts, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, all broken relationships, Ya Allah, you mend the hearts, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, all those who are of marriageable age, they are seeking suitable spouses. O my Allah, you provide for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, such spouses who will become, Ya Allah, means an asset for their deen, O my Allah, that together they will move towards you and earn their way into Jannah, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. And all our marriages, O my Kareem Allah, O my beloved Allah, Ya Allah, all those who have any needs, you fulfill their needs, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, when the time comes for us to leave this world, Ya Allah, let it be after having made sincere tawbah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you accept our tawbah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, clean our slate in our book of evil deeds, Ya Allah, before we have to leave this world, O my Allah. Ya Allah, let our affairs be in order before we meet you, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. When the angel of death will come, Ya Allah, don't let us be breaking your command, O my Allah. Ya Allah, what disgrace will come to us in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat. O my Allah, you make sattari, Ya Allah. You make sattari. Conceal us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, let the angel of death find us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the masjid, in sajda, reading Quran Sharif, in Haramain Sharifain, at the Rosa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, doing some good amal of deen, O my Allah. In a condition that you are pleased with us, let our souls leave, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, remove the pangs of death from us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sakarat of death, O my Allah. Ya Allah, let our stay in the qabr be an easy and pleasant one, O my Allah. Grant us spacious qubur, O my Allah, with comfortable bedding, Ya Allah, with our entry to Jannah, with the window into Jannah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, give us our books in our right hands, O my Allah. Ya Allah, let our good deeds outweigh our evil deeds, O my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let us go via Jahannam, O my Allah. Ya Allah, take us direct into Jannah, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us to drink from the water of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from his Mubarak hands, O my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us dukhul Jannah bila hisab, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, all the good that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for, you give us a share in that, O my Allah. All the evil he asked protection from, you protect us, O my Allah. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله ربنا تقبل منا ربنا تقبل منا ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين. Just a humble request, my dear brothers, before we leave the masjid, let us these 2 rakats of salah, 2 rakats of salah with the intention of tahajjud, intention of tawbah, and then raise our hands, make at least a short dua. We know that if we leave the masjid, we have the intention, we'll do it at home, and then the time will just go, and before we know it, we'll end up going to bed, and we won't get an opportunity. So inshallah, while we're here, we have wudu, at least 2 rakats of salah, and the intention that we'll continue and read more later on, inshallah.